We welcome you this morning to Grace Bible Church. It's good to see you in the Lord's house. In our call to worship today, I want to focus your hearts to the book of Jonah. Jonah is one of my favorite books of the Bible because Jonah is so like us. Jonah was a man that didn't want to go to do what God said to do, to go preach to people he didn't know. And it's easy to point the finger at Jonah and say, Jonah, you should have been compassionate, but yet so many times we're just like Jonah in that regard. As a matter of fact, in chapter 4 and verse 4, the Lord says unto him, Doest thou well to be angry? He asked him a pretty pointed question. He said, Why are you angry? Jonah had just given one of the greatest compilations of truth regarding Christ that we find in the Scripture. Notice this in verse 2, And he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before unto Tarshish, for I knew that thou art, number one, a gracious God, number two, and merciful, number three, slow to anger, four, and of great kindness, five, and repentest thee of the evil. And he tells about God's character. Matter of fact, I've got a little note in here, five roadblocks to hell. Five roadblocks to hell. You've got to go over these five hurdles in order to go to hell because of God's greatness, His compassion, His grace, His mercy, the fact that He's slow to anger, He's long-suffering. Jonah said all of that. It came right out of his head. But what about his heart? He was angry in his heart. Lord, you could have done this without me. You could have just healed those people, saved them, and I would have never had to go. His heart wasn't in tune with his head when it came to spiritual truth. And you know, when we come to worship God, we need to come with an idea. Lord, today, whenever I've gathered together, when I sing, when we gather together to worship, Lord, would you put my heart and my head in tune with thy word? Not just the head, not just knowing the right things to say, because Jonah knew exactly the right things to say. He said it. Beautiful thoughts about our Lord, and yet his heart was not connected with the truth that was in his head, and as a result, he missed out on the blessing. What Jonah had done by preaching the word was to increase the worshipers of God. Isn't that a wonderful thing? You know, when you reach out with the testimony of Christ and you're a witness in your workplace, or you share the gospel with someone, your purpose in your heart, of course, is the glory of God, but also that God's worshipers would be increased, that there'll be more to declare His glory and His greatness in heaven. But Jonah didn't see that. All Jonah thought was, I have been inconvenienced. I have been inconvenienced. I was taken away where I was going, and you brought me here. You were going to save them anyway, so why did you need me? Folks, we cannot feel that way. When we come to worship God, we cannot be inconvenienced because you'll walk out of here, you'll walk out those doors, you go get in your car, and you will not have received what God wants you to have. You'll miss what He wants to have. Just like Jonah, when we end the book of Jonah, you're always left hanging. Every time I read through that, what happened to Jonah? Did Jonah get turned around? Did he get his heart right with God? Was he pleased after this that these people came to know Christ as their personal Savior? We don't know, because it just ends with a question. And that's it. You know, we've gathered together today on this Sunday. I pray and I trust that you've come here with your head and your heart desirous to know more about the Lord Jesus Christ, and to walk out of these doors with blessings that only God can give. If you do that, then you will have worshiped Him. But if you leave here with your head thinking about this, that, or the other, you know the right things to say, but your heart's not connected, then you will have missed the glory of gathering together as a congregation to worship the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that that will be our heart attitude today as we come before Him.